United States.
Our Carrie Bradshaw Index. Solo and the cities. Studio flats have grown more affordable.
Living alone is the height of ambition for many young renters. The urge to shed untidy, loud, or plain weird housemates pulls many towards a studio flat, akin to the one that Carrie Bradshaw, the heroine of Sex and the City, a hit TV series, once lived in. But how affordable are such places? To calculate this, The Economist applied the rule of thumb that you shouldn't spend more than 30% of your gross salary on rent. Using the latest studio apartment rents in America's top 100 cities, gathered by Zumper, an online property platform, we extrapolated the wage needed to be able to afford them. We then divided the actual median wage in each metropolitan area by this hypothetical wage to produce a Bradshaw score. Any tally below 1 is unaffordable. New York, where we reckon renters would need to earn a punchy $147,000, scores just 0.4. Miami, Chicago, and Boston follow closely. The best studio bargains include Detroit and Tucson, which need a salary of roughly $30,000, well below the local medians. Overall, rents, at least in our index, are falling. A construction boom, particularly in the Sun Belt, looks likely to mean that more than 500,000 new rental units are completed by the end of the year, a record. High interest rates have dampened sales, putting more rental properties on the market. And wage growth has helped. Last year, our index deemed 38 cities affordable for an aspiring Carrie to rent. This year, the number has shot up to 62. Cities that have become affordable include Phoenix, Dallas, and Philadelphia. Good news for a chic scribbler looking for solace, if she's willing to branch out beyond Manhattan.